Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a very significant question, and that question is related to an ethical malady which all of us more or less are afflicted with, and that is anger. As you know, anger and sometimes has very bad consequences. A lot of times we do things when we're angry that we later on we regret that we having done. And in the West, you know, they have anger management, and they tackle this from a psychological point of view, and they look at it, they try to remedy it through therapy and other kind of secular practices. And today we want to ask, is there a religious remedy for this, or how has religion advised us to remedy this problem? Of course, as you know, getting angry is not always incorrect. If we get angry for the sake of God, this is something good. So we need to mention this here just so that we don't get confused. For example, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "He who displays ill feeling towards the immoral people and gets angry for the sake of Allah, Allah will get angry for his sake and will render him well pleased on the day of resurrection." Getting angry, you know, at other times might be incorrect and it might be very dangerous. In connection with this question, we can take inspiration from the hadiths which have been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet said, "O Ali, do not get angry. And if you do get angry, then sit down and reflect upon the power of your Lord over his creation and his clemency towards them," right? I mean, God Almighty, he has, you know, obviously a lot of us do things that, you know, would upset God. That's very obvious. But, and he has the power to take retribution from us anytime he wants, but he doesn't. And that, you know, he exerts his clemency and his mercy over us. So if we think about this and ponder over it when we get angry, it will also push us and encourage us to also act clemently and mercifully and kindly towards others, to people who we might be angry with. In continuation, the Prophet said, "And whenever anyone tells you condescendingly to fear Allah, expel your anger and remind yourself of your clemency." You know, you can remind yourself that, hey, I'm not such a bad person. I'm a kind person. I'm a merciful person. I don't have to get angry and upset with this so-and-so because of what he did to me. In another beautiful hadith, Imam Ali himself said this, "Remedy your anger with silence and your carnal desire through reason," through your reason, right? You know, if we remain silent, and obviously silence with deliberation over the matter, this can help us control our anger and silence it. And also by using reason and thinking about the outcomes of getting angry and what it might lead to. These are some ways in which we can suppress our anger. And suppression of our anger at these times is very praiseworthy. In one beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, we read, "And those who suppress their anger and excuse the faults of people, wal qadimin al ghayz wal afina anil nas." This is a beautiful, beautiful verse of the Holy Quran related to this subject. In another verse, Allah says, "Those who forgive when angered, wa iza ma ghazibu hum yaghfirun." Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the remedy for anger in the light of religion and the hadith of the infallibles, alayhi wasalam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.